All righty. Who wants to learn how to find all the deals you can possibly stand? All right. Now, there's a problem with me teaching you this stuff, and that is you're going to learn how to find out all the deals you can possibly stand. Now, what are you going to do with them? Therein lies the problem. Is it going to do me any good to teach you to get a whole bunch of sellers to call you if you don't have any idea what to do with the sellers? And is it a smart thing for you to go get a bunch of sellers to call you when you're going to waste most of the leads? No. But hey, you got to start somewhere. So I'm going to teach you about the yellow letter campaign that John McNeil invented. And I'm happy to give him credit for that. This amazing discovery that you're going to abuse. And I hope you don't abuse it. I tell you what, I just had a guy in Jacksonville. He put the yellow letter as an insert in the newspaper. Obviously, he don't get it, whoever it is. The yellow letter, the whole reason the yellow letter works is because it's a personal handwritten letter that the consumer, the homeowner, thinks you're there the only one that got one. They think somebody loves their house and they're writing to them and them alone because they're interested in their house. And this idiot puts it in the newspaper. It's a good thing not very many people read the newspaper. All right. All right, so here's the yellow letter. Now it's complicated, so get ready to write. Now I'm giving you the keys, but I'm going to tell you from experience that it's so easy to screw up this process because you don't clearly understand why. First, let me tell you what's on the yellow letter. Here we go. Dear Mary. Now we're assuming that Mary is the first name of the homeowner. If there's not the first name of the homeowner, don't call her Mary. Or him. Please don't call him Mary. Dear Mary, comma. My name is John McNeil. My wife is Donna. We'd like to buy your house at blank place for an address. Please call me at your phone number, John. My name is John McNeil. My wife is Donna. We'd like to buy your house at, please call me at John. That's all there is to it. Now, may I strongly suggest that you don't add one word to my letter. Now, if your name's not John McNeil, please add your own name. And please put your own phone number in there. Now, speaking of phone numbers, let me address that. You guys all need to get a special phone number just for buying houses. You're going to need a separate phone line with nothing else tied to it. And you're going to need a separate phone line for selling houses. So you might as well get them both while you're at it. When somebody calls this phone number and that phone rings, you should know immediately that it's a seller calling about a house. And for crying out loud, make sure your kids don't answer that phone. Your kids could answer the phone and you could lose a $50,000 deal at lightning speed. So get yourself one phone number to buy, one phone number to sell. Now, who's going to do all that work? Okay, well, let me tell you who it's not going to be. Gentlemen, it is not going to be your wife. If it is, I hope she divorces you. It is not going to be your children or your grandchildren or anybody else with your last name. It is going to be somebody that you hire and exchange a check for their time and services. If you hire your spouse or your children, you are hiring somebody that's going to quit after the first one and probably bitch the whole way. If you hire your children, you're going to have to hold a whip over their head and they will never, ever do it again, no matter how much you pay them. You are developing a direct mail campaign that literally that runs your business. You are installing the engine in your vehicle. You don't trust something that important to your family who think it's a game, or a little extra money on the side that they can do when they get around to it. If you owned a fine dining restaurant, you wouldn't get your brother-in-law to come in and cook the food that night when you know he's never cooked anything in his life, would you? Well, maybe you would. Because this is a lot of tedious work. This is not something you're going to be mailing once. This is something you're going to be mailing once a week. Set the system up from the beginning and get it out of your life. How much is it going to cost you? I don't know, and I don't care. Whatever it is, they earned it. And it doesn't matter whether it cost you. And I say that knowing that some of you will focus more on shaving 2 pennies off that deal than you will on the $50,000 the deal's going to get you that you're losing while you're trying to negotiate this 2-penny discount on this envelope. Whatever they charge is fine with me. Since I read you the letter, put yourself in the position of the person reading and receiving the letter. We got this ugly letter, handwritten, that somebody wrote that apparently is not very sophisticated. And they want to buy my house. I am honored, even though my house is not for sale. Okay. Well, how will you know if a seller wants to sell her house? Well, get them to call you. If they don't respond, it's irrelevant. Send them the letter till they call you. When they call you, then and only then do you collect the rest of the information. Quit wasting time collecting worthless information. So, however you got to get the list, and send the yellow letters.